Criminal Brief Oral Arguments Theater presents The Stain by Anne J. Cromwell Raines. Starring Lawrence J. Marlinson. A silent nocturnal plague quietly stalked the sleeping tykes of the nighttime without a sound. Bedwetting. Suddenly it was everywhere, especially on Star Wars and Harry Potter twin bed sheet sets. Not even brats were immune. It was my job to find out why. I'm a cop.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah, the story you're about to see. I like that. That's cute. What? Huh. People who think the juvie beat is a joke have never seen the glazed cold stare of a 10-year-old hopped up on uncut sucrose. They've never stood between a desperate fat kid and a bag of steaming fries. They can't begin to understand how much devastation can be wreaked by a whiny, snot-nosed urchin in the back seat of a mall-bound Volvo. They're just kids, they say, smiling blandly. Just kids my ass. We had a lead on the armored car robbery at the kids-only clothing emporium at the Allendale Outdoor Mall. Something odd had been going on at that store to require armored pickup so frequently. They were turning over way too much cash, way too fast to be accounted for by Disney princess pajamas and Spider-Man briefs. We weren't the only ones who noticed either. The theory was that kids only had tried breaking into the lucrative children's gambling racket. Unaccompanied 10 and 11-year-olds wearing sunglasses to protect their anonymity had been seen arriving and leaving the store unaccompanied by adults. And somehow, the Cosa Nostra, loosely translated, it means our gang, must have found out. You don't mess with the mob. Juvenile gambling was their exclusive preserve. They didn't like the idea that kids only was trying to squeeze in, so they took out the armored car. That was the theory anyway, but the theory was wrong.
Reef tattoos live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair! But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bouquets, different as night and day.
Where Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet russe, and Crepe Suzette.
Our Patty loves to rock and roll, a hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet, still they're cousins, identical cousins, and you find.
They laugh alike,
they walk alike,
at times they even talk alike.
You can lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
Is it supposed to end like that? It seemed kind of abrupt. I sat at my desk, humming the theme from the Patty Duke show under my breath, when Lebowski parked his left haunch next to my Selectric. "We got the perps, Harry," he said. "We were wrong about the mafia angle. It turns out they were dissatisfied customers. Customers with a secret. They had the money? More than the money." He put a laundry bag on my desk. Wafting up from it was the unmistakable smell of urine. Turns out kids only found a way to increase their business. They treated sleeping wear and bedclothes with a chemical that stimulates kids to wet their beds. Rather than admit they were bedwetting, the kids would bring the wet stuff back and buy new ones, twice the sales. No wonder they were making money hand over fist. But the kids got wise and ripped off the truck. I shook my head. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised there's so much evil in the world. I should have known better, I said. Yeah, Lebowski agreed. You know, sometimes it's better just to let sleeping togs dry. It's the end, right?
Yeah.
We're finished? You know, I gotta say, this is the most unprofessional recording I've ever